Key Republican voting groups are fired up for next week's midterms, but among groups that tend to lean Democratic, young voters, black voters, there are signs many of them may sit out this election. That's just one of the findings from the latest NPR PBS NewsHour Marist poll. And NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro has been sifting through it. Hi, Domenico.
Hey, Robin.
So there has been a lot of talk about how Democrats maybe mistakenly limited their campaign message for too long to abortion rights, while Republicans have really been hitting hard on inflation. This polling seems to back that up, because what message did you find is resonating most?
Well, inflation certainly is the top issue. I think it's difficult, though, if you're the Democratic Party, to make a kind of positive message on inflation when you're the ones in charge of all of Washington and there aren't that many levers to really try to fix what's a global issue. Right. You know, Republicans have been able to really just take something like this and, you know, use it as a cudgel against Democrats kind of across the country. Now, inflation is the top issue, and it's the top issue for some of those groups that you mentioned who are, less enthusiastic about this election. Black voters, Latinos, working class voters, all voters that are kind of pillars of the Democratic Party are really feeling the pinch here from inflation and seem a little more depressed about voting. So they're less likely to go.
Well, we'll talk in our strategist roundtable today about whether Democrats could have pointed out that this is a global problem, you know, really underscored that more. But we know that the party that holds the presidency tends to get clobbered in the midterms. Democrats, according to polling, look poised to lose the House. But how do you see them faring in these tight Senate races?
Yeah, you know, the Senate's a little bit more of a toss-up, obviously, and I wouldn't pay attention to any of the polling right now. The best poll, best number I could tell you from a poll is it's going to be close. It's like, that's what, when I talk to strategists on either side of the aisle, you know, they really don't know what's going to happen in those top five states. And I'd say really it's a big four when you're talking about Pennsylvania, Nevada, Arizona, and Georgia. You know, if Democrats can hold on in Pennsylvania, where, you know, Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman has been a slight favorite over the celebrity TV doctor Mehmet Oz. If Fetterman can hold on there, then Republicans are probably going to have to win two out of three of those other three, with Arizona, Nevada, and Georgia.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that about polls in these close races, because we've also been hearing for a few years that overall polls may not be entirely correct because, you know, people don't answer their phones. But are you seeing races where Democrats may break what looks like a red wave?
Well, you know, look, first of all, we're unlikely to see the kinds of waves we've seen in the last couple of first midterm elections. You know, President Obama lost 63 seats. Former President Trump lost 40 seats in his first midterm. And it's simply because of the redistricting numbers post-census. The field here is only about 60 total seats that are in play, competitive to potentially competitive, if you look at the ratings from some of the forecasters. So, you know, the Cook Political Report does some of this forecasting, sees something like 12 to 25 seats as currently where Republicans are and could get to. And look, the abortion messaging is a motivating factor for Democrats. White women with college degrees rated that as their top issue, and they are among the most fired up to vote in this election. Mm-hmm. Democrats need their base out there, and they're a key part of that.
Especially since it's going to be on ballot questions, which we're going to take up in a second. But The poll also shows a majority of Republicans say they will vote for the candidates who believe that the false theory that Donald Trump didn't lose the 2020 election. What do you take from that?
That they don't care very much about that as an issue, as a voting issue. I think that, you know, when you have the kind of partisanship that we have, with people so stuck on putting on the red or blue jersey, that they're not necessarily, particularly moved by whether someone's shown to be an election denier. And it's because it's on their side of the street that this is happening. You know, you have a lot of election denier candidates who are falsely claiming that the election was stolen in 2020, or perpetuating Trump's lies from that election. And they're either believing them or don't care.
Well, and voters are saying, you know, even if they don't agree with them and believe them, they don't care because they believe with them, their side with them on the issues.
Because of policies,
yep. NPR senior political editor and correspondent Domenico Montanaro, thanks as always.
Hey, glad to be here.